One of the literal building blocks of our planet, stone was here long before we were. Layers and layers of it form the basis of our world, and the markedly beautiful specimens have been among our most prized possessions since their discovery thousands of years ago. Crystals and gemstones show up in our holy books, and they have adorned the crowns of rulers of the most formidable empires ever to rise and fall. Crystals have powered everything from ancient Sumerian magical formulas and traditional Chinese medicine 3,000 years before the Common Era to the computers we typed these words on. Ancient Egyptians buried pharaohs with vibrant lapis lazuli, carnelian, emerald, and turquoise adornments and ritual tools. Asian emperors went to their graves wearing jade armor. Gems have always accompanied the eminently powerful among us as they embarked on the most mysterious journey of all, bestowing protection and blessings into the great beyond. For centuries, gemstones have functioned as the physical representations of our intentions, visual reminders of our desires, and the touchstones of our dreams, those we have made manifest and those we have yet to attain. Across Earth's continents, they are prized for their beauty, perceived value, and the stories they tell as they are handed down through the generations. Many famous amulets contain gems, and often the gems themselves are considered to be talismans of wondrous or fearsome power. A girl's best friend. At the beginning of every amulets and talismans class I taught in Salem, I always asked the attendees, "Is anyone wearing a talisman right now?" If there were a couple of witches present, their hands would shoot up and everyone else would look around the room to see who these magical creatures were. I would then say, "How many of you are wearing a wedding ring?" A talisman can be a symbol of a commitment to be understood by all who see it, a protection of sorts against unwanted attention, a daily reminder of a promise made and kept, and more. It is a bit of magic, truly, and the stones chosen for engagement rings and wedding bands are typically those that have long been associated with devotion, fidelity, honor, passion, and of course, love. The most common choice these days, diamonds, are among the hardest substances on the planet, and their strength, longevity, and luster embody what we all hope for in our relationships. There are a few select gemstones that have captured the imaginations of generations, and one in particular is the queen of them all, the Hope Diamond. The blue jewel is just over 45 carats, valued at about $250 million, and said to carry a curse for anyone who would claim ownership or dare to touch it. Its origin story goes like this. Stolen from the brow of an idol by a corrupt priest in a temple in India, it passed through the hands of nobility and notoriety, eventually landing in the inheritance of its namesake, British politician Henry Thomas Hope. The dazzling gem left a bloody trail in its wake, which included the beheadings of Marie Antoinette and Louis XVI. Many of the misfortunes attributed to the stone have never been verified, but the tales of divorce, disease, destruction, and death remain a warning against the pitfalls of theft, greed, and sacrilege. And this lore showcases the power that people have placed in gemstones through the centuries.